UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Superstars, we've been rather wrecking cars. April is the jambo. What is at stake for us? Kicking up cameras. Yeah, we could be superstars, but I'm pretty sure our time is up. And so we fell off the spinning tops.
Say you might be your killer. Nobody gonna play with you when I'm with you. Go against any like this glitter. Skeet all dirt on bitches. I put it in for you, I spin for you. Whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gonna cross the rockin' with you? I got you lit in the city. I been multitasking, rapping and being a daddy to my little children. I been spinning on business and spinning and spinning and spinning until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, need no stuff but help with none of you killing. You doing a lot of
welcome
cap,
back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, this is the time for me to remind you, especially during these hot summer months, that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. What the hell was that?
Yeah, I know.
What was that?
I'm convinced that everybody... I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm convinced that everybody on planet Earth has just decided... Look and talk to Steve however I want. I'm just convinced. I'm like, do I not look intimidating anymore?
What happened?
I'm going to have to beat somebody up. Like that. You know what? That's the problem.
That's on deck.
It's been too long. It's been too long since.
Those goes.
Look, I know. I'm like, it's been too long since I just knocked somebody
can
out
you explain?
Cold.
Can you explain what just happened?
I mean, dude just walked up here and just looked through the window like he was
this guy walked by, y'all.
I wish y'all would come outside right now.
His clothes were so tight. This is an older gentleman. His clothes were so tight, I doubt he could move quick enough to avoid any kind of physical. Like, I don't think his clothes could withstand a physical confrontation. And he just was staring right in. He was staring right into our face. And we kind of gave him the nod, like, what's up, you know? And he just kept on walking, just staring, mean mugging. I just don't know where that came from.
Look, turn that up, Nick, real quick.
Hit that reset.
Is this got words?
Yeah. But, I mean, they played it during the PG era.
No, I'm okay with that. I just didn't want to do the read right in the middle.
I mean, no, I got a song for that. But
I don't think it's ever going to start.
You would have been done with the read
I would
by
be
now.
Done with the read now. Did you pick the longest intro? Yes, sir. Somebody
go get there. Yeah.
Spark him.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I can see that. He had one of the greatest moments in wrestling. And I hate that it just got...
Swerve.
It was just used as like a just random... And I wish they hadn't used it on him. I wish they had saved it. He put out there going into Monday Night Raw one time. And it was just a little feud. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they wasted this amazing thing. That he had some issues and he was gonna have to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So he come out in a suit, you know, he was a bad guy at the time. And he was like, he come out in tears, you know, and he did a speech and he's like, I just, you know, I love the fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, I care, you know, and stuff. And he's like, I hate that it had to end this way. But he's like, I got an issue inside, you know, that I got to take care of. And John Cena come out, who's the champion at the time, and John Cena kind of saluted him, you know, it was like, you know, and raised his hand. Henry just beat the crap out of him. And everybody was like, you know, this music's playing. Mark Henry's like, you think I'm done with you, punk? You know, I'm like,
hit him with the world's strongest slam.
Yes, and we were
awesome
just like
backstabbing.
Oh, because everybody was like, people in the crowd in tears because they were like, oh man, he's like, yeah, you know, my heart, like I can't go anymore, you know. It's like, oh no.
Did he be sick?
Yeah. And then he's just like, you think I'm finished with you, punk? Just like on top of it. So I was like, yes!
So that could have made.
But you know what they did? They had pay per view next week. Cena beat him. We moved on.
Just a little setup for backhand.
Anyways, cut that, Nikki. Let's.
So we can give them their individual.
Let's do this. Thanks to Tommy and the Delivery.com team for bringing about lunch to ESPN Louisville Studios. Today we got Mexa Tacos, locally owned. Delivery.com brings the restaurant to you. Use promo code ORDER now. $10 off your next order. Now hiring drivers, get paid per delivery, keep your own tips. Also, if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, reach out to delivery.com. Also, Smash Zone Baseball is excited to announce Linden Lightning 13U tryouts. First tryout is this Saturday, July 16th, 2 to 4 at Linden Baseball Park, 9310 Whipsmill Road, Louisville, Kentucky, 402-43. Get out there. Before we get into this football thing, when was the last time you just knocked somebody up?
Who caught my last hard punch?
My
last 35. Fight was a combination, though. It wasn't like a kill shot.
I think I was 26 at 4th Street Live parking lot.
Nice.
Dudes ran up. Just...
You bring that up because you're due.
Yes. Just too many things have happened over the last 3 weeks that I'm just like, dude, like, it's like, is this just challenge Steve's manhood? Like, I'm like... I don't have a lot going for me.
But being able to punch somebody is one thing I still have left.
I think.
Right.
Maybe I just need to get my butt kicked.
Your left hand will humble you. Maybe it humbles you.
Yeah, maybe I need that.
Your left hand is your strong.
I've always said that. Here's my thing, and I think Nick falls under this category. I may not be able to beat anybody up or beat you up, but I'm also not afraid to be beat up. Like, I'm the dunker that... I'm okay with you blocking my stuff.
But we get done.
If man to man, like, you just beat me up.
Your left hand is your power punch? Or should I not talk about that right now?
I'm ambidextrous.
Good answer, Steve. Just in case. Yeah. So Nikki,
How mad would you be if you showed up? If I had to fight somebody and you were there and I just took off running and like drop kicked them? Both feet.
I've always wanted to do that.
Be like, dang it, Rami.
Or just go crossbody into somebody.
I was like,
if you see the one
hit it with a crane
kick.
You
know how pissed I was when we were over John Ramsey's house, our homie, and Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather started a fight, and Conor McGregor come out like this, and I was like,
I don't know. That kind of scared me.
It didn't me.
That scared me.
I was like.
You remember that video? You remember that video? That kid that tried to do like a Mortal Kombat sweep in a real fight.
Yes.
And it's like, ooh,
yeah,
you're gonna get wasted.
Yeah.
I like that question though, Steve. If you just try to do like a double two-footed,
just take off running at somebody and just
hit the Daniel Bryan
bicycle kick.
You know what I would do? You know what I would do? Turn around and walk away and wait for you to call me.
From the hospital.
Whatever happens. Like, I'll hear about it. Like I do at a basketball game, Steve. I came. I saw you weren't ready to fight. And I left.
I thought he was going to stop. I was like, what game was that?
No, any game.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the ending. I don't need to see the ending.
I was like, was that the Kentucky game a few years ago?
No, you can tell me about it.
Win, lose, or ass whoop, you're just like, eh.
It's like the Duke game. I don't need to see the ending.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Come tell me about
it. But I stayed and watched it. Big news coming out.
of the football world in the ACC.
Before you go there, let me throw this lob out to Nikki really quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Nikki,
some of the biggest news in football.
While you were away, Nikki, history, while we were training your replacement, we asked a question.
That's cute.
We asked a question. Bad sports guy that you defended, even though you know you weren't supposed to defend him. Take a second to think about it. We'll talk about the new news.
Okay. In 2023,
Steve's was T.O., mine was Pac-Man Jones. Think about it. Keep going.
In 2023, so not this season, the ACC will adopt a 3-5-5 football scheduling model, and all 14 schools will compete in one division.
Ooh.
Teams will play three primary opponents annually.
Ooh.
I'll get to who ours are in a second. Plus, we'll face the other 10 teams twice during the four-year cycle, once at home,
okay,
once on the road.
Okay.
Macro, really quick, let me tell you before I get into the nuts and bolts of this, what this means. The ACC championship game.
OJ Simpson.
That's a good one. Will
juice. Sorry, Steve, I shouldn't have done that.
Will now be played for the best two teams in the conference. Why is this big news? For Louisville in particular, you don't have to overcome Clemson now, you know.
If you're one of the best.
If you're one of the best, you know. It's you could lose, like, for instance, Lamar Jackson and that team. They go on to play in the ACC championship game because, yes, you lost a classic at home to the number one team in the country.
On the road.
Yeah, I'm sorry, geez. On the road, you know, and that was your only ACC loss. And, unfortunately, you were in that division, so – sorry.
Yeah, every single time.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And it was like, man, like Louisville deserved to play in the ACC title game that year. Now let me get to a little bit of the nuts and bolts. Louisville has three yearly opponents. Are you ready for them?
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Georgia Tech.
Aw.
Virginia.
Aw.
And Miami.
Yes! Yes!
So every year, Louisville will play Miami, Georgia Tech, and Virginia. In 23, so the first year that this is adopted.
I love it.
Louisville's home games. Now remember, this will be Pierce Clarkson in that class. Boston College, Duke, Virginia Tech, all at home.
Okay.
Away, Georgia Tech, NC State, Pitt, and Miami.
It's going to be tough. It's tough.
I think it's pretty good.
It's tough.
I'll take it for a bunch of freshmen. Just looking ahead, Louisville will not play Clemson or Florida State that year. The next year, Louisville will play Clemson on the road. Clemson, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest at home, Georgia Tech, Miami, North Carolina, Syracuse. Then in 25, that only goes to 26, so I'm going to go ahead and just read these so people get a.
Mm-hmm.
In 25, Louisville will play Florida State at home, NC State at home, Pitt at home, Virginia at home, and then on the road they'll play Boston College, Duke, Georgia Tech, and Miami. And the final year in 26, not final year, but the final year the schedule's made, listen to this home schedule. You have Clemson at home, Miami at home.
Light work.
Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, on the road against Florida State, North Carolina, Syracuse, and Virginia. So, I love this, man. I think that this is a big, big deal for college football. Truthfully, I think it's a great draw for Louisville.
I needed Miami or Florida State, of course.
I do hate that it kind of takes the Miami or the Florida State
direct
rivalry away.
I don't know.
But I'm glad it was like.
Here's the problem, though, Steve. I had a good Florida State run.
Yeah,
I'd had 7-year Florida State
as
run.
As long as it was replaced by Miami.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If it had been Virginia Tech and we didn't get Miami or Florida State, I'd be like, that sucks.
Yeah,
that sucks.
No, listen, 7 years. Mm-hmm. Our season has been a lot of times judged by Florida State.
Yeah.
7-8 years. Easily.
But I'll be honest with you, and I don't want to sound like a loser here. I'm okay. Texture says, where does Notre Dame fit in? I think Notre Dame still be out of conference game. They still have their same deal, probably, where they're going to play like six. So our games with Notre Dame
will still be intact. As it stands right now, I think Jeremy Wahman texted me, said, in 26, think about this, we'll play Georgia, Clemson, Florida State, Miami, Notre Dame, and Kentucky.
That's why it was important.
Assuming the Notre Dame schedule doesn't change with Louisville.
But by then, we'll be in the SEC anyway.
Right. I like it, though, man. I think it's a big deal. And again, what I was going to say, I don't want to sound like a loser here, but I need to play a couple of the teams that are going to be freshmen. Like that are going to be like
some fire.
In 23. Yeah, and here's the thing. But I need to play a couple of the games.
Sorry. Gosh darn it, sorry.
No, you're fine. I need to play a couple of the games that will be second place teams too. That's what I mean. I don't want to sound like a loser. I like the 23 schedule for what it is, but going forward, I like that I'm getting Miami, Virginia Tech, because I need my shot to knock those teams out of second place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't need to necessarily play Clemson. Again, I know you breathe because it sucks because it kind of sounds very loserish.
No.
But it's like, because you still got to beat Clemson.
No, Steve. It doesn't sound losers because, again, I got a 7-year run with Clemson. Clemson has been defining our season, Steve. A lot of good seasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have, like, it's the same reason Kentucky started putting us at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Because after we would waste them early in the year, their season would be over. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you had Clemson midway through the year, you know, September 17th.
Yeah.
Clemson's your fourth, fifth game.
Yeah.
Once you lose to them, then you're just scoreboard watching for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping some other team takes out Clemson.
Yeah.
I've had a feel of having Clemson determine our last five games because we already lost to them.
Yeah.
I'm okay with not going into the season year after year. Like I said, we're like, okay, put it this way. If you do the numbers,
yeah,
we have been capable of finishing second, third, fourth.
Yeah.
Very close. I knew.
Yeah. It was good.
Closely, we have been. You know, like this, Steve. If I'm just going to go, Coach Satterfield.
Texter, the three again. By the way, the three. A couple people have asked. The three Louisville will play every year: Georgia Tech, Virginia, Miami. Every year they'll have those on the schedule.
If I am the biggest Coach Satterfield apologist, I'll add Coach Petrino into this. I don't even want to call it apologists. Our seasons turned on some small things. Like Coach Satterfield, when I'm not being judgmental jerk, right, on Satterfield, mm-hmm, I can listen to him say, Marcus, you're mad at me. 2 years ago, Marcus, I lost my entire defensive line before Virginia Tech. We lost by 10 points. With all backups in our whole, you know, we were playing by the rules, Marcus. We lost close games. Yeah. The COVID year record was BS.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if I got Monty Montgomery, Marcus, last year, hey, dumbass.
Yeah.
This is Satterfield talking to Marcus. You think I lose to Virginia if I got Monty Montgomery?
That's a good point, man.
Okay, Coach. We're having some angels envy. We're talking. I'm listening to him. Mm-hmm. No cameras, no microphones, nothing. Hey, man, this happened, that happened. You know, this happened. I lost Braden Smith. Sorry. I lost Braden Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my number one multi-purpose receiver the second, third game of the year.
Yeah, Florida State. Fourth game.
Early. Marcus. Yeah.
And he was having an awesome game.
Yeah, Marcus. I had 60% of my offensive game plan. He was my dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to have Javian Hawkins back. You know, just like I could,
If I wanted to play the game, I could say we are a couple of moments away from battling for the second spot, the third spot. I should have, you know, I had Clemson on the ropes, Marcus. You know what I'm saying? So add all that up and say, hey, but every year we got to lose to Clemson and scoreboard watch for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. Again, the Louisville, like I said, I knew why Kentucky, you knew the movement, the moment they moved you to the end of the year, you knew why that was.
Yeah.
Because you can't enjoy a football season.
Yeah.
If you get wasted in the beginning.
Now, let me be clear. This year, it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Nothing changes this year. You're still going to be division. You're still going to have the same schedule that we had. But I agree with you. I mean, and Texter said, you know, we finished a couple – we finished right around second a couple times. I think we finished second.
Yeah, listen.
The Satterfield's first year. Did we not finish second?
All you need to do is look at, like, the last 8 years.
Now, it was our division. I mean.
Or look at – look at Louisville's record since joining the ACC. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been in contention a lot.
Right. So how many times does – I mean, because even if Louisville finished second in their division, were they, like, you know –
sometimes we finished fourth and would have been
– overall. Right. Would have been third in the – you know, fourth in the conference or whatever.
The other point to that is – the other point to that, Steve, is I don't have to prove myself against Clemson like I belong in the ACC.
Right.
That's what we were doing with Florida State. That's what we were doing. Miami, we got Miami a couple times just out of, you know what I'm saying? Just,
yeah.
Yeah, like you use Miami to prove yourself. You lose Florida State to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. You lose Clemson to test yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Test. How do I stack up against the best? It's my Clemson game. Florida State, Miami, they make, you know, I prove I belong here and I'm a problem. Give me Miami. You know, Virginia is more of a watermark, a benchmark, a sea level, you know? Okay. Virginia game is the reason I talk about my coach.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia gets coaches fired.
Yeah.
Florida State and Miami get coaches extensions. You know, Boston College gets coaches fired. Syracuse. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, that's the combination of a schedule that says, okay, I have my Miami game to prove, you know, or to prove myself.
Yeah.
I got Virginia to make sure I'm not the bum of the conference. You know what I'm saying? And Virginia is not a bum. It's a state school with state resources.
Sure.
And a state name. So they're going to have the best players in their state, you know, overall. Like the soul of their state is going to be at the University of Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're in a good – the schedule makes for a good testing.
I would agree. I mean, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, that first year you're not getting Florida State or Clemson – with a bunch of young guys. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. And then year three, the time they're juniors, you're going
to
get them all.
And ready to go to the league.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so it's exciting. To me, it's exciting news.
Yeah, I go to Pierce Clarkson. Yeah,
I don't mind the opponents either. I mean, sure, the psychopath in me would like to have the three best games, you know.
Pierce, you get to the league this year.
Yeah.
You get a chance to prove yourself on everybody.
Absolutely.
So make sure you have some dudes with you.
But to me, Georgia Tech is a trip you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Miami is a trip Louisville fans love to make. So, Virginia, like you explained Virginia there, not mm-hmm. necessarily a trip Louisville fans love to make, but mm-hmm. whatever, you know, you're not going
to
have.
But I get to judge my coach on that game.
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it worked out beautifully. I mean, that's really big news. For the ACC to kind of be a catalyst there and say, no, we're going to wipe these divisions out. I mean, and we're going to play the two best teams, and it'll be interesting to see if that draws Notre Dame.
Do you prefer Miami over Florida State?
A little, but it's not much.
Elaborate.
It's, to me, Miami-Louisville, it just feels more natural.
More athletic.
We recruit Miami. some of our biggest stars are from Miami over the years. Some of my most historical moments are from Miami. But, I mean, Florida State, you could say the same on historical moments. But I just think Louisville-Miami.
If we hadn't played Florida State so much in these last 5 years, I might go Florida State.
I mean, two of our four college game days in recent memory have been two Clemson, one there, one here, and then Miami-Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, that matchup is sexy. I think I prefer it just a touch just because – but it's me.
I like the colors.
Me too. Like, I like that game.
I like the Miami.
And to me, beating Miami – does something for my endorphins that yep. Florida State doesn't do, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
because Miami's the most honorable death of all time. When they come in here and beat us that year, a couple years ago, Marcus and I were on the phone after the game. Like, they were just better. they wanted you. They wanted to chunk out of your rear end.
And that's pride. That's pride. Mm-hmm. When Miami gets up for you, I'm proud of that.
I agree.
You know, like Miami, L's down. I'm like, damn right you know.
Texas has a three-annual opponents change at the end of the four-year cycle. I'm not sure. I haven't really got a chance to read that. I'm not sure if that's how it works or not. It might.
Do you agree with Miami L's down?
Yeah.
Like,
I like that.
Yeah.
I want to see a big-time Saturday night game. Louisville-Miami. Louisville players score. They do the U down or whatever. Miami scores their L's down, and it's feisty. Yeah. They're bumping into each other. It's just something about that game to me that, you know what I'm saying, that just feels a little different than Florida State.
You think the fans of this show would win a basketball tournament versus?
Oh God, dude!
Adrian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, what's up, Marcus? What up, Steve?
What up, man?
I'm just wondering, like, with all this talent coming from the West Coast, do you think we'd be adding more West Coast teams to the schedule?
I think it's a thought, for sure.
I don't, because I think they're coming here to prove themselves, because they hear about how good the football is in the South and, you know, in the East Coast. I think they come here to play these people to show how good they really are. Is there a particular West Coast team you want to see us play?
No, I lived out in Cali for a while, but not really. Just, I mean, we got a pipeline coming down from California, so, you know, UCLA maybe, USC.
Well, you know, and Adrian, man, appreciate the call. I definitely think that it's a possibility.
It's a thought. Yeah. To make one trip. Yeah.
Especially because Drew brought this up the other day. Right now, we have games home and away scheduled with Georgia and Texas A&M. If SEC goes to 10 conference games, which they might with the ACC moving to no divisions, I think those games are definitely in jeopardy if the ACC goes to 10 games, right? Like, I'm not sure Georgia and Texas Tech or Texas A&M keep those games. Maybe they move to, instead of four games, maybe those move to two neutral site games, you know, or something. I would be okay if Louisville wanted to play a game out in California or bring a team from California
for
here.
Sure,
you know
sure.
what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind it at all. I mean, obviously, I go to USC, but, like, UCLA, you know, go play there would be fine.
Who's that? Rutherford?
I don't know. Probably somebody come over here to meme mug me.
another guy can
look
at
me
funky.
The finger. Yeah.
I tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven.
And Adrian on the Ville.
This is SportsCenter.
Good morrow. I'm Nick Alvano. The SportsCenter update brought to you by Great Flood Brewing Company. Mention ESPN Louisville for a discount on your next appetizer. In 2023, the ACC will adopt a 3-5-5 football scheduling model, and all 14 schools will compete in one division. Teams will play three primary opponents annually and face the other 10 teams twice during the four-year cycle, once at home and once on the road. Those three opponents for U of L, the U, Miami, Georgia Tech, and the Fighting Lachlan McLeans of UVA. Some more football nuggets. Caleb Chandler has been named to the Walter Camp Football 2022 preseason All-American team, and U of L four-star lineman target, Madden Sanker, announcing he will make his decision at his high school July 11th. Tonight on the Diamond, a couple of series getting kicked off. The Reds, they start a series with Jack's Cubby, 7:35. That game can be heard on partner station ESPN 680-1057. The Bats, they're on the road in Toledo. They kick off a road series with the Mud Hens tonight, 6:35. The SportsCenter update, also brought to you by U of L Health, making the impossible possible. That's the power of you. More Middays with Marcus Babin next. This is SportsCenter.
This is Lamar Jackson. You're listening to the home of the
life. I wonder, will it take me under? Imagine smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers.
Just gotta wait for the hook. You already probably threw me back, but it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's my fault. I thought you were calling for it.
No, hot
mic. My bad.
Get me killed, huh? I free all my sons. So, Steve, back to what I was saying about RV. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Nikki, did you ever come up with an answer? Let me guess. Boogie Cousins.
No. That's one guy.
Give me a player that got in trouble a lot that you just like, he's misunderstood. He's my baby.
Okay, there's a hockey one. I would say Sean Avery, but nobody really knows Sean Avery.
Way to know the room.
Yeah, I know.
Well done, man.
Okay, I would say he wasn't really in trouble a ton, but I defended all the Pacers players in the brawl. Ron Artest, Steven Jackson, and Jermaine O'Neal.
He been sitting.
And then
he got you trained already.
He's just trying to make he look.
No, I just. I mean, look. Was it?
Do,
was
do
it
you
crazy?
Know why we're saying that, Nikki?
Why?
That's what Jason said.
Oh, Jason said that one too?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. You're trying to
one up him?
Yeah, by saying all of them. Yeah. He only said one.
Yeah, he's like just the whole thing. I just
Where does
like
Shane Bohannon rank?
I think he's up there.
Ooh,
a lot of people.
Shane's a good one.
I think he's up.
And then I was going to throw J.R. Smith in there, but I almost feel like that one doesn't count because everyone kind of, you know, liked his shenanigans for the most part.
Shane, I figured
Shane's
out.
Shane's a good one.
Because Shane just like, it's like, oh, he likes weed. Like
I know.
Shane just looks like,
okay.
He seems like one
in
of
that them. Ilk, Ricky Williams, too. Like, I just was like, the man likes the ganj.
But I don't think people like all, I don't think Ricky Williams
it, yeah.
took
they
criticism.
Don't really hate, yeah, they ain't really hate him.
I mean, was hard to criticize him because he was so open about it. Like, it was
he wore
like,
the helmet. He said, listen, I don't like doing interviews. I'm going to wear this helmet.
Yeah.
With the visor, you know?
Like, yeah, but, like, he was, like, he got some chances, and then, you know, some uppity-ups clutched their pearls. Like, oh, this guy getting, gave him another
Williams,
chance. And
but I will say, Ricky Williams never complained, though. Like that's why
when they got him, he was like.
He was just like, yeah, fair, no, I right. have my place down. Where was it? He had some place down in somewhere.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, and he was like, I smoke weed, like, a lot of it, and I like it. So,
smoke weed every day.
So when the NFL was like, all right, well, you're going to kind of get blackballed, he was like, okay, well, I've made my money, so like, this is what I like to do. That's why I don't think he gets hated on a lot.
You know
That's
what else?
Fair. That's fair.
You know what else I'll give Ricky? Ricky Williams not only accepted it, he did his research. And he was one of the early people to say, you mean to tell me y'all can give me Vicodin every single day of the year? 4 and 5 Vicodin. You can give me all these painkillers that are ruining people's kidneys. And we literally have all the evidence. Like, he was the first one to just go medical. I'll throw the whole book back at the NFL.
And right around that time was, I want to say, the start
of the opioid pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, it really went public in football first, you know, mm-hmm. like because, you know, you had your CTEs and then people say, hey, man, these former players are drug, you know. Then you started doing the health care benefits. And it's like, no, they're all tore up because of, you know, because of the perks.
Right. Molly's. Right.
Percocets.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So anyways, there's that. Anything else? Basketball.
So you finally got what you needed.
What did I get?
The video.
Oh, my LL stuff.
What'd you think of it? It was long overdue?
Yeah.
What took him so long to get his video?
I don't know, but I needed it. I needed it, yeah. So I was like, listen, I needed to see some.
Was that enough?
I needed to see some highlights of L up in the Smiths League. So it was good to know that, like, okay, so he was cooking some people up there.
Did you want
to
see some more highlights?
Well, it worried me. I'm not going to lie. It worried me because I was like, there's no highlights of him coming out anywhere. And then to finally see, like, oh, yeah, no, he was doing his thing. You know, he was doing his thing. So
have you seen any additions to his game? Anything that stands out? I think his first step is looking very efficient.
Yeah, I mean, he's always kind of had that 1 foot kind of layup, mm-hmm. you know, scoop layup. You know,
that's what he took from
You're
number one and number two in class. Jesus. My Australian.
Ross McMahon.
Ross McMahon, sorry.
Yeah, Ross McMahon. Let me ask you a question.
Texas says Derek Character.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
This is Float to Sarah. Little conversation, DJ Wagner. DJ Wagner over in, he's going to Spain.
Spain.
Yep. Nolan Smith over there. Yeah. Check him out. So, coach is leaving. Aaron Bradshaw probably going to pick Kentucky. Rumors that Aaron Bradshaw is going to go prep somewhere. Would you advise DJ Wagner to come play high school ball here? I'm not saying he is, and I'm not saying there's any knowledge of that, but I mean, there's just, if Bradshaw's leaving, possibly leaving there, and his coach is gone to
Brunson
the Knicks.
Brunson left already.
Who?
Brunson, his coach.
Yeah. Went to the Knicks. There's a little bit of trouble going on up there right now with the New Jersey High School Athletic Association.
Yes. Well, and we're taking bids on where y'all want us to send him.
Well, but we're not talking. Yeah, so call us. No, but we're not talking. I'm not talking about just should he leave. I'm saying, would you advise him if they said, all right, Marcus, you tell him what you think. Would you advise him to come here and play in the city? Mm. You wouldn't. Interesting.
You made me an advisor. I have to do what's best for the kid.
Okay, no, I mean, I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because I think there's an argument to say that would be best for the kid.
Marcus, alumni, fan, all that stuff. Hey, man, come here, start getting your name buzzing, mm-hmm. put up stupid numbers.
Work out with the team.
Yep, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's some nasty players out there. Do the circuit, do the Sierra Canyons, the IMGs. Yeah. Do the, you know.
He's played it, though.
I know. I do like the idea of getting here and working out with the team and stuff.
Yes.
But I feel like he's going to graduate early, right? I would say go.
Well, no. I mean, if he was going to graduate early, he would be reclassing
year. I mean, okay. Okay, if he played his basketball season up in Camden.
If he went to Mel, Caleb Glenn would have to come back, right?
Yeah, he would only come if
Caleb and DJ Wagner at Mail.
He would have to listen.
Hayworth, you would owe me. Listen, I would need free dinner for the rest of my life.
You know what I want. You know what I want.
Had a great dinner with him this weekend too. I love it, dude. Man.
You know what I want from him?
I'm listening.
Stupid VIP.
Every time I go, I think he's going to offer me a job on the staff. My wife, I come back disappointed every time. Wife's like, you're going to be coaching in Mail in some way? I'm like, he hasn't done it yet.
Here's the thing, people.
He wants to, I can tell.
I want people to know this about me. All the local high schools, athletic directors,
yeah,
principals, and head coaches.
I played for the principal in Mail.
For both football and basketball, if you were to offer Steve Marcus VIP access to, you know, to get to these games, right? just something, you know, just something extremely exciting. You know, like I want my spot there. I want to come in there. I don't want to have to pay the high school fee. I want to be partners in the local athletic scene.
Yeah.
So Hayward, like, I should have a spot down there. Like, do what Davenport does for us.
I'll coach the big men.
Marcus just wants. I want to be able to.
I want a position.
Enter your building and exit your building in the simplest way possible. Like,
Marcus, don't worry, man. Listen, I got DJ in the gym every day. Like, hey.
Yeah. Steve, I respect you.
Okay. Me and DJ, man, we're working on this move. Like, I got DJ on the post, and he's doing some things. I think it would be an interesting conversation. I think it would be an interesting conversation.
You could talk me out of that. You could talk me out. Like, yeah. Like I said, I was just.
Because ranking doesn't matter to him.
I know.
But hear me out on this. If you're going to come here and play high school ball, just take a couple extra classes and reclass. Just come to Louisville in January.
That's my point. See, that's what I was saying. Take a couple classes if you want to do it. The only thing that bothers me is I know, well, I would like to imagine he wants some of those Camden numbers.
And he might.
Yeah.
He might not be interested in leaving Camden at all.
Yeah, the all-time numbers.
Because if Aaron Bradshaw leaves too, if he leaves, DJ Wagner just scored 50 points a game.
If my granddad and dad had these numbers in this trophy case and I had to walk past these every day on my way to the gym, I'm like, Dad.
This could be a silly conversation.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Dad, I'm torching your numbers.
Sure.
Sure. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I had any of my elders' names in my rafters at my school, I'm not going anywhere. Because what are we going to do at Thanksgiving?
Still the whole time.
No, Dad. No. G-Daddy. Mm-hmm. Those are my numbers.
Yeah.
That you don't get. I don't care who's coaching. I want those numbers up there. Yeah. I want my name on the number one spot in Camden history. Sorry.
It's fair.
Now, if that number's out of reach.
I mean, DeJuan Wagner scored 100 points in a game, so he's got to have decent numbers, I would say.
Is it catchable?
Yeah, again, he may be like, dude, I'm not even considering leaving Camden. Like, that may be like, I'm just saying that there's been smoke. I've heard every school in the city. It was Ballard, then now it's Trinity. You know, like, DJ Wagner might come here. And it might all be true. I don't know. But I was just curious what you thought about the conversation.
I don't know. Get some NIL in your pocket.
I mean, selfishly, I'd like it. I'm like,
I would love it. Yeah,
I'll go to all the games.
Here's the thing. What I was saying as an advisory position, I was saying stay on that circuit and just be automatically a one-and-done prospect. Go torch people. Go out to Sierra Canyon. Go torch them. Mm-hmm. Go down to IMG. Go torch them. Now, if you come here and you can get guaranteed all those scheduled games, if you can do 10 national TV games.
But does he need them? He plays the AAU circuit.
But you're talking about rankings.
He's playing the hoop hall.
You're talking about rankings still. I'm talking about just the NBA stock.
What if he goes to Wallamere?
Then we're going to find out he's already eligible to go to draft, and we're going to get Shaden Sharp.
What if we brought him in January? I'd be like, I don't know.
You don't want him here in January. Yeah, I'm like, he'll leave.
Is he eligible? Like, is he eligible? Because I need proof that he's not eligible. I can't. Like,
somebody
can't.
Said Cam Newton is their guy.
That's a good one.
Reed Sheppard. I would get him down here.
No chance he would win Mr. Basketball though.
I don't agree with you.
DJ Wagner.
Yes,
he would. Reed Sheppard.
I'd sue.
If DJ Wagner comes to the state of Kentucky and he doesn't win Mr. Basketball, I'll take up a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take up a lawsuit.
I would too. And listen, I'll put all those racist things in it that I can think
of.
I'll bring the delegation cards out. Listen, I don't even bring those cards out. If DJ Wagner lost the reach, some say it's about.
Unless DJ went to Kentucky. Then he would take it.
It's not good.
Then he would get it.
That's pretty funny. Will he do this, the Shaden Sharp?
No, the Wandale Robinson.
The commit to
Wanda
Kentucky.
Robinson committed to Kentucky. Got Mr. Football. I was like, yeah, actually, I'm going to Nebraska. I'm going to work out for Kentucky in the end.
Peace. Yeah.
See how good Will Levis is without Wandell.
Ooh.
Interesting.
As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 the Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.